Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories.
Breaking news now on 1010 Winds.
After insisting only a few days ago that he was staying in his re-election race, Mayor Adams has had a change of heart. The mayor announcing this afternoon that he has ended his campaign. He posted a video on social media earlier alongside a portrait of his mother.
I urge New Yorkers to choose leaders not by what they promise, but by what they have delivered. Although this is the end of my re-election campaign, it is not the end of my public service. I will continue to fight for this city as I have for 40 years since the day I joined the NYPD to make our streets safer and our systems fairer. The quest for justice is far from over. Inequality persists, innocents still suffer. New Yorkers deserve better every single day. And until the end of my term, I will fight for just that.
Mayor Adams was running as an independent after skipping the Democratic primary, but speculation has been rampant that he'd be dropping out. His campaign was essentially dealt a death blow by his federal bribery case, followed by speculation that he'd agreed to a quid pro quo with President Trump to get the charges dropped. The mayor's withdrawal could provide a lift for the campaign of Andrew Cuomo, who's also running as an independent after losing the Democratic primary to Assemblyman Zoran Mamdani. As for the Republican candidate Curtis Sliwa, a statement from his campaign insists the Guardian Angel founder is the only candidate who can beat Mamdani, who's consistently led the polling. Update in our other's top story this afternoon, at least one person dead in a mass shooting inside a Mormon church in Michigan. It happened this morning in the small town of Grand Blanc, about an hour outside Detroit. Local police chief William Renier said many more are injured.
10 gunshot victims have been transported to local hospitals at this time, including one who has been deceased.
Investigators say the suspect rammed his vehicle into the front door of the church before opening fire. He's also believed to have set the church building on fire before police shot him. It's believed more victims may be found inside the church once the fire and smoke clear. As for the motive, investigators haven't been able to explain it just yet. A rollover crash in the line of duty this morning in East Harlem, sending three New York City police officers to the hospital. The NYPD says the three were inside a police van that flipped near the corner of 106th Street and Lex. Lexington Avenue was closed for a number of hours after the crash while police investigated, but it's still not clear how that van wound up on its side. Only minor injuries for the three cops that were hurt there. They were being treated at Mount Sinai Morningside. The annual Tunnel to Towers Run, growing in size every year. Thousands of people took part this morning in the 5K run walk that honors the people who lost their lives in the September 11th attacks. The route retraces the last steps of firefighter Stephen Siller through the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. Larry Olson with the Tunnel to Towers Foundation says it's an important part of the mission to never forget.
You need to make sure that people are educated about the sacrifice that day. But we're seeing that also. We're seeing the strong numbers of younger people that participate in all of our runs, walks, climbs across the country.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation supports the families of fallen first responders, veterans, and also those who were injured in the line of duty. Well, the MTA is revising its fare hike proposal and giving commuters a bit of a break. They plan to charge a dollar less than initially proposed for the unlimited subway and bus riders. It would be $35 over a 7-day period instead of the $36 the MTA originally wanted to charge. Individual and subway bus riders rides will still climb to $3 from $2.90. The transit agency's board is expected to vote on the proposal on Tuesday. The fare hike expected to go into effect in January. Well, the NYPD looking for your help finding two burglars who forced their way into a home all dressed as Amazon delivery workers. It happened last Wednesday, September 17th, on Ellis Avenue in the Castle Hill section of the Bronx. They got away in a Kia Telluride, stealing a safe with $100,000 in cash inside. Photos of the suspect are on the NYPD's official social media accounts. They're asking for tips to be called into Crime Stoppers.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.